go, Steeler fans. Welcome to another episode of the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix. It's Jeremy Betts back with you again to recap a little bit of Bills, Steelers. What a win for the Pittsburgh defense and just a great all-around performance in the second half by all three phases of the game. The first half, don't get me wrong, I was a little scared as to how this team would continue to do throughout the game. Looked like we were picking up right where we had left off with the end of last year. Not a fan of that, but really liked how the team rallied, how it finished, how it took the momentum, and just ran with it the rest of the game. Fantastic work by the boys in black and gold to pick up a big win against an AFC rival that will be there at the end. You know they will. They're a talented team. They are a trendy Super Bowl pick, and the Steelers gave them the business, especially on defense. And we'll talk about that defense a little bit later, but we're going to jump into it. There were some growing pains, fantasy-wise and offensively, in just a standard game. Looking at this team, some real growing pains. Let's start with the quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. As expected, a low return for fantasy owners in week one. Not a great game for Ben. He was very scattershot early, throwing balls all over the place, over the heads of wide receivers and behind players, and not all of that would be his fault. If you really watch the tape, some of that is the fault of receivers not being on the same page. But in any case, things were not as smooth as I am sure the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger would have hoped it to be. I think things will get better as the O-line continues to gel and get more reps together in game action. I thought the passing or the pass blocking was pretty decent for the offensive line, but we'll get to it a little bit later. Run blocking, they were not so good. Played well in the second half, though, did Big Ben, and I think that Big Ben is what we will see as we continue throughout the season, completing passes to multiple different targets, being a field general and a guy that is able to get the ball to the open receiver. So I like Ben a little bit more this week against the Las Vegas Raiders. I think he will have a better week, but we'll talk about the upcoming game in a little bit. Let's move on to Najee Harris, the rookie sensation out of Alabama. Didn't play sensational this week. A lot of that did have to do with the offensive line. He only scored 5.9 PPR points, which was a letdown for fantasy owners who were hoping for big numbers right out of the gate for Najee Harris. I think the biggest problem was that a combination of things. The O-line, as we've talked about this offseason, was shaky to start out the game, especially run blocking, weren't getting a lot of push. And then I don't know if the Steelers' offensive scheme for this game really committed to him as well. And I think that they will need to do that better in future games for Najee Harris to be a premier back for fantasy football. Now, he still got 16 carries. That's good volume. That's running back two volume. It's not huge what you're looking for with him. Although he played every snap on offense, he was the only running back to come onto the field. I think you'd like to see his carry numbers go up. He's not going to be a huge yards per carry guy, I don't think. He's going to be more of a ground and pound. 4 yards here, 4 yards there, 3 yards here, and then he'll break off a bigger one like he did near the end of the game. I really thought he settled down as well. His vision was a little bit better in the second half, and I think that will continue to be the case in future games. The O-line was an issue in real game type scenario. Najee was an excellent pass protector. He played that part very well. But at the same time, I would love to see more involvement from Najee Harris in the passing game. He had a couple targets that went awry, and I think that they will want to shore that up because he is dynamic when the ball is in his hands in the flat and underneath where he can make a few defenders miss and power through for big yardage. I think you want to downgrade your expectations for the early portion of the season. I know early on, and several of us at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, which, by the way, is your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers, a lot of us were very high on Najee Harris being a potential running back one to start the season. I think you fade that expectation to RB2 for the early portion of the season. Give him some time to get into the flow of the NFL game, and he will continue to get better as the season goes. So Najee Harris, with plenty of room to grow, had some growing pains in this game, but we will see how that turns out next week, this coming week, against the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, at wide receiver, we had the highest scoring fantasy player, individual player for the Steelers, Diontae Johnson. And like I've said all offseason, Diontae Johnson will be the target leader on this team, and he was again in week one. 10 targets for Diontae. He didn't have that many yards. He had 39 yards, so he was working a lot of the underneath stuff. But when it counted, he was the guy Ben looked to in the corner of the end zone, and he made an excellent catch, rewarding fantasy owners with 6 points and Steelers fans with a touchdown there. So a beautiful catch by Diontae. He will continue to be the target leader for the Steelers on a weekly basis. And that's the opposite of Chase Claypool, who I think will get the fewest targets most likely, as long as all three of the top Steelers wide receivers remain healthy. Claypool with only 5 targets in this game, but he makes big plays. He is the big play threat. They handed him the ball once as well, which he took for a huge gain. So he's going to get some run that way. But I think Claypool is the big play threat, and you're going to have to watch matchups with him. I think he's going to be more of a matchup-based guy than some of the others, than Diontae and Juju specifically, because he is the guy who's going to take the top off of the defense. I like him a little bit more against Vegas this week. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. But Claypool, fewest targets, but big play threat, always a chance he can break it. And he did score 10-plus fantasy points this week as well. Juju, 8 targets. He was the chain mover. He had a high floor. He scored, I believe, 9.5 points this week in PPR fantasy. Less than what I predicted in the Behind the Steel Curtain start and sit column. I thought he would produce a little bit better than that. No touchdowns for him. Otherwise, you could say that I was correct there, but not quite. He was the yardage leader, I believe. Let me take a look at that again here. I want to say he was the yardage leader for the Steelers in this matchup. But his production is definitely chain mover. He's going to be the guy for the Steelers with the highest floor. He did have the most receiving yards. He had 52 receiving yards in this game with a long of 24. 8 targets and 4 receptions. I think we'll see that be pretty standard for Juju. And then if he can get in the end zone, that is what will make him a better fantasy asset and a weekly flex starter for your fantasy football team. Tight ends. A little shaky with the tight ends this week. And we kind of figured that would be the case going in. They're going to split time with each other almost 50-50 for the majority of the season, unless one of them really takes over the reins of the better receiver in this offense for fantasy purposes. But you like Freiermuth's blocking ability, so you keep him on the field a little bit more, I think, than you would have thought originally. But the fact is, neither one of the tight ends was very active in the passing game for this offense. Between the two of them, you had a total of 3 targets, with each tight end catching 1 pass. Ebron for 19 yards, and Freiermuth on a beautiful play for 24 yards. So I think you really do fade both of these guys as playmakers for the offense in fantasy football. The only thing that these guys really are going to bring, I think, this season is touchdown red zone capabilities, which will be huge for the team in their push for a championship and playing well this season, but not great for fantasy. The Freiermuth and Ebron will be touchdown vultures for the wide receivers when given opportunities down in the red zone, which will hinder the wide receivers' ability to rack up bigger point totals on a weekly basis. All right, that does it for the first half of the show. Stick around. We're going to talk about the upcoming game against the Las Vegas Raiders, who pulled off a brilliant upset of the dreaded Baltimore Ravens. The Ratbirds went down in overtime, and we will see how the Pittsburgh Steelers handle the visiting Vegas Raiders in the home opener. We'll talk a little bit about that from a fantasy perspective after the break, and we will get into some streaming options as well before we close out the show today. Stick around. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the second half of the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix. Thank you to everyone who takes the time to listen to this podcast. I hope it is fun and informative for you. I know I enjoy doing it. I enjoy putting in the research into the players and trying to put together a solid fantasy team. I hope this is helpful and especially fun for Steelers fans to be able to follow their Steelers players a little bit more closely that are involved in fantasy football. I know I'm enjoying taking a look at these guys a little bit deeper than I have in the past. I have always been a big fantasy football guy. This year, I am doing 8 leagues. It's a lot. I don't know if I'm a fan of it. That includes 1 dynasty league and then 7 redraft leagues that I'm part of this year. It's a little much, I'll admit that. I went 4-4 in my leagues this week. So 500 win percentage there. Not very good for my teams, but I had fun. And I think it's going to take a little bit more processing for me each week to make sure I put the best team on the field. Although I did have some players that underperformed. Saquon Barkley, Najee Harris. I have a lot of shares of both of those guys in my leagues, so I will hope for a bounce back on those guys. But hit me up on Twitter at thebets93. That's THEBETZ 93. Hit me up on Twitter and tell me how your week 1 fantasy teams did. Let me know if you got any good trade deals done, and we will feature some of those responses on next week's show if we get some. So again, follow me at thebets93 on Twitter and hit me up with any comments you have about this last week's game and how your fantasy rosters are doing as we get rolling into week 2 of the 2021 season. Let's take a look. Vegas games, right? This is a big game. It's the Steelers' home opener. There's going to be fans in the stands for the first time in an entire year of football in Pittsburgh, and what a difference that makes, especially for that steel curtain defense that we saw play so well in Buffalo this last week. I think that they can even step it up at home. That's the hope against a Raiders offense that looked really good in week 1 against the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football. I liked what I saw out of that Raiders team, so we're going to have to really do our best to shut them down. But from a fantasy perspective, let's take a look at it. We're going to really focus in on the Steelers players, though, because there are so many players for Pittsburgh that are fantasy football contributors. And I want to hit them up because we had some struggles and because I don't want you to get too discouraged on these guys. The Las Vegas defense is not as good as Buffalo's. Baltimore kind of had their way with them at times, especially in the run game, which that is Baltimore's MO. But I think you can see a bounce back from some Steelers players. Let's start with Najee Harris. I think it is Najee time this week, even more so than this last week. I know I was off on my prediction there a little bit, but the volume for Najee's only going to continue to grow as he gets into the flow of the game and that offensive line gels. I think Vegas is a team you want to try to run the ball on. Max Crosby and Carl Nassib had a heyday against Alejandro Villanueva, who is now a Baltimore Raven, and really showed why the Steelers moved on from him. Just could not keep up, especially with Crosby, who was all over Lamar Jackson in this Monday night game. So in order to alleviate some of that pass rush, the running game is going to have to be big. And I think Najee is going to put together a solid output this week against a much softer Vegas defense. So do not hesitate, despite a rough week one, to put him in your lineup. Expect running back two numbers out of him this week. And hope the offensive line just plays a little bit better, creates a little bit more gaps for him to work with, and I think you'll see a much bigger game from him. The Ravens had 5.6 yards a clip against the Vegas Raiders in week one. That does include Lamar Jackson, who ran for 80-plus yards in this game. So, but the running backs, the starter, Tyson Williams, I think is his, or Tyus Williams, one of the, sorry, I'm not sure on that name, but he ran for 7.2 yards carry against the Vegas defense. So I think Najee Harris has a good chance to have a good game here. Expect good fantasy results from Najee. On the flip side of the ball, Josh Jacobs and Kenyon Drake played well. They scored solid. They had a solid fantasy showing against a what had been a stingy Ravens D last year. So I think that they provide a much better 1-2 punch than the Steelers faced against the Bills this week and Devin Singletary. So I wouldn't be surprised if one of those guys has a good week. Josh Jacobs is the running back to have rostered in most leagues, and he is going to be the guy that if you're looking for a flex player, he might be worth a look there. If you have some other options against the stingy Steelers D, maybe give them first look. But if you have to go with a Raiders running back, Josh Jacobs is the guy, and I would downgrade him to flex from his typical running back two status this week against the Steelers defense. All right, let's talk wide receivers. Every week it's going to be different, guys. It's going to be different. There's going to be a different player that booms and a different player that busts. So this week, I really like Chase Claypool. I think big plays are what will get this Raiders defense, and I think Chase Claypool is the big play guy. So I am pushing Chase Claypool to a wide receiver two play this week with upside for more. It's going to be a little bit boom or bust. You're going to have to roll with that if you're going to start Chase Claypool, but I would start him above Juju Smith-Schuster this week for sure, and I would start him on par with Deontay Johnson running or wide receiver two. Johnson, again, will be the target guy. He's going to get his share of targets, hopefully a higher yardage percentage, but I definitely have Deontay and Claypool in the wide receiver two range for week two against the Raiders. And I have Juju as a wide receiver three or four, somebody you can flex if you need a flex player in a deeper league. Juju could be that guy this week against the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, the tight ends, we talked about what we expect out of them, and it's not much. One of those guys could score a touchdown this week. You never know, because they do bring that red zone capability. But I'm not starting or streaming either of them in this matchup against Vegas. For now, I do not like those matchups. I do not like I do not like the usage, I guess. Not necessarily the matchup. The matchup is not bad. I do not like the usage for these two tight ends. So keep them on your bench and start somebody else. You most likely have better options than Ebron or Freiermuth for your tight end position. As far as the defense goes, I think you start the defense special teams again. They're going to sack the quarterback. They're going to create havoc on the back end, create turnovers. On a weekly basis, that's the type of defense this is, and that's the type of defense that scores points in fantasy football. So you're starting the Steelers defense special teams unit again against the Vegas Raiders. Even though that offense is good, maybe expect not as quite as good a showing as you saw against the Bills. But you never know. With fans back in the stands, the Steelers defense could be ready to rock and roll and really take down what could be a really good Raiders offense for the entirety of 2021 season. Let's go into stream options for week two, because I want to highlight a couple Steelers in this time frame. So we're going to do the stream team. We're going with quarterbacks, tight ends, defenses, and kickers. And I'm going to list two guys from each position group there that are good streaming options for week two. First off, I like Big Ben as a streaming option this week. I think he came alive a little bit in the second half of the Bills game. The Raiders defense is a lot softer than the Bills defense, especially on the back end. So these wide receivers could run a little more freely. And you do have to watch out for this pass rush with a young offensive line. Max Crosby, Carl Nassib, and company can bring the heat. So that might limit Big Ben and what he's able to do a little bit here, but I do like him as a streaming option if you do need a quarterback to step in. Maybe you had Ryan Fitzpatrick as your starter and he went down this week and he will be out for a while. Ben Roethlisberger is a great replacement, especially for this week, a great streaming option. Another great streaming option is Teddy Bridgewater from the Denver Broncos. What a game for him. He played pretty well. I think he would be a guy to watch as a streaming option this week. Let me see here. He scored 20.46 fantasy points in week one, and they go to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars, who just let Tyrod Taylor and the lowly Texans romp all over them. So Teddy Bridgewater is a great streaming option this week. Get him in your lineups if you need to stream a quarterback for week two. All right, moving on to tight end. I like Jared Cook as a potential streamer this week, somebody who can step in and be a good contributor at the tight end position. He had a great week this last week. Let me double check and see who he played here, but it was Jared Cook putting big numbers up against Washington. Decent numbers for a tight end, but anytime you get double digits out of a tight end, he had 5 receptions for 56 yards, and in PPR leagues that equals 10.6 points. Get him in your lineup as a streamer if you need somebody to fill a tight end spot. And then the second guy for me to stream is Dalton Schultz from Dallas. He played pretty well. He got some good targets from Dak Prescott, and they're going to be a pass-happy team this year. So Dalton Schultz is a decent option to play this week. He had 10.5 points in fantasy this week against the Buccaneers, and he's going to Los Angeles to play a Chargers team that just gave up a decent week to Logan Thomas from Washington. Those are two different tier tight ends. Keep that in mind, but Dalton Schultz, a quality streaming option this week at tight end. Defenses. Wow, let's talk some Arizona Cardinals. Chandler Jones was a monster in week one. 5 sacks on his own, and that defense was all over the field against Titans offense that was projected to be very good this year. They just shut them down and played so well, creating havoc on all 3 levels of that defense. I like the Cardinals this week as a streaming option against the Vikings, but not necessarily matchup-based. just because Chandler Jones is a monster. And that defense played so well in week one. They're a good streaming option against Minnesota this week. I also like the Cleveland Browns defense this week. They were not a good start for week one, obviously playing the Kansas City Chiefs. But this week against Houston, I think will be a better option. I know Houston played very well on offense against Jacksonville, but Jacksonville's defense and Cleveland's defense are two different stories. My wife is giving me a look because she is a Browns fan. She is absolutely surprised that I would include them in this podcast, but I would stream the Browns defense this week against the Houston Texans because I don't think Houston's going to put up that kind of point totals against a quality unit with a good front seven led by Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. Burns me up to say it, but the Browns defense could be a good start this week. And my wife is, yes, I'm very happy that I included them in there. Pray for me. Being married to a Browns fan is a chore sometimes. No, I do like Cleveland this week. Like I said, a good matchup. Houston might surprise some people with their offense this year, but I don't know if that's going to be a weekly thing. And I like Cleveland with a bounce-back defensive performance this week. All right, lastly, we'll stream a couple kickers. And one of them is Chris Boswell, who is not getting any love in fantasy circles, but he is always a consistent field goal kicker. He makes almost everything. What a clutch 46, 45-yarder against the Buffalo Bills to give them that 10-point lead again going into the final drive for the Bills. So Chris Boswell, I like the opportunity against a weaker Vegas defense this week. They have a good pass rush, though, like we've talked about, so they could force some stops in their own territory. So field goal opportunities should be available in this game, and I like Chris Boswell as a good stream this week and potentially a guy that you might want to have rostered going into future weeks if he continues to play that way. And for my second streaming option at kicker for this week, we're going to jump to another division rival, the Cincinnati Bengals, and their kicker, Evan McPherson, who had a good week this week in week one against Minnesota. And they are traveling to Chicago to play a Chicago team who gave up good numbers to Matt Gay, the kicker from the Los Angeles Rams. So I like the Bengals kicker to have a good week again this week against Chicago. He is a quality streaming kicker option for week two as well. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Steelers Fantasy Football Fix, the Triple F podcast, as I like to call it. Again, if you guys have any questions about fantasy or if you want to just share how your fantasy season is going, follow me on Twitter at TheBets93, TheBetz93. And I would love to hear from you guys. Tell me about your trade deals that you're making. Tell me about how your teams did in fantasy this week. Ask me any questions that you might have about other players in the fantasy football realm from other teams that we weren't able to hit in this podcast. And then also look on Thursday for Andrew Wilbar and my weekly fantasy start and sit column focusing on the Steelers-Raiders game for week two. We're going to focus on the Steelers game every week for that column. So check that out on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. Make sure you check out the other podcasts and the online content from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Until next week, I hope you guys have a great Wednesday, a great weekend coming up. Let's go Steelers. Root them on to victory. A 2-0 start would be great. And the season opener coming up against the Las Vegas Raiders. God bless and have a great Wednesday.